Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, every day, you know, of the week, we always talk about the wisdom moment. And today is the fourth day of the month. And but since it's Monday, we're always going to go back and look at what happened, what proverb was for that Monday, what proverb was that Sunday and Monday. And then we'll choose between those particular ones because we just had three. And what it is it's the corresponding day. You know, we need God's wisdom. Let me tell you something. If you're wondering how to be a mother or a father or a child, or how you should relate to your father or mother as a child, how you should relate to your siblings, how you should relate to your boss, how you should lead your company, how you should actually lead as a pastor. I mean, the wisdom of God, there's nothing like the wisdom of God. And and I encourage you to do this. Don't ever think, somebody says, well, I've already read that. You know, it's like, oh, that just says that you paid no attention because you don't read wisdom. You absorb it and begin to practice it in your life. And wisdom, you know, is the proper application of knowledge, which means you can be really smart and not wise.
All right.
You know, you can gain a lot of knowledge and know nothing. And so and the one way to get wisdom is to ask God for it, who gives it liberally. And that and you'll find out when you're reading Proverbs, you're going to find out a lot of our legal system in America, you know, comes from the word of God, you know, and the laws of the Lord. But, you know, in that, the you want to seek God's wisdom. And so if it's like the first day of the month, this is a good way to remember it. And this is kind of what we always talk about. And we just want to always remind you, you need wisdom. And is look at chapter one of Proverbs and read it or listen to chapter one of Proverbs. If it's the 30th of the month, you know, read the 30th chapter or listen to the 30th chapter. I mean, I'm not talking about deep studies and just let it just wash over you. You may catch one or two things from it, but understand, you know, God will honor that. You will get wisdom. It'll make really, really good sense. I mean, every decision, even, I mean, how your scales are at work, you know, if you have gas pumps that you're actually having your gas station, for example, and you're giving people gas and you haven't called the people out to calibrate your pumps, and you know that your pumps aren't calculated or calibrated right, that when you're reading Proverbs, you're going to find out that God knows the calibration of your gas pumps.
He sure does.
He wants fair scales. If you're a meat market person and, you know, you're weighing things on your scales to, and they have all these delis and stuff right now, and they actually put it on the scale to find out how much, you know, your potato salad or your macaroni salad or your sausage or whatever you're buying weighs, and they price it based on the weight. Well, if you don't calibrate that scale, you know, and you're a believer, God is aware of those scales. He knows that your scales are not right. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Now, I don't know about bathroom scales. I don't need to worry about that. Let's just move on past that.
Move on.
You look at that thing and kind of just, I don't think so, and keep walking. Now, the, but seriously, and you find this out through getting the wisdom from God's word. Well, today is obviously the fourth of the month, but we also had the second and the third that took place this weekend. And I just feel like, you know, I want to be able to just pull. So what we do is just pull out one little part of that day. And today we're going to be reading from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 through 18. And we're just going to believe that God's just going to give us some wisdom here. It's blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better return than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Those who lay hold of her will be blessed. Think about this. I mean, look at the economies and look at people saying, you know, buy gold, buy silver. You know, if you're in India or in different countries, they'd be talking about, you know, with rubies and jewels and, oh, you got to get this stock and get that stock. But you know what? That they're actually more precious than gold. Think about it. More precious than gold bullion. More precious than silver. I mean, you can stack all the gold up that you want to, but it can go through your fingers like a hole in a bowl holding water. you know, that you can depend on all these other things and not have wisdom. Wisdom helps you retain things. It helps you. And he's saying, listen, it's actually more precious than gold, silver, or rubies. And so all these people that you're seeing right now with all the economy shaking up, people are, you see people standing on the side of the road saying, you know, we buy gold, we buy gold. And, you know, and the thing about it is we need some signs on the side of the road that says we want wisdom, we need wisdom, we want wisdom, because it's more precious than the gold that they're buying.
That's right.
They're trying to profit on the moment, but they don't understand this moment will be temporary lived, and we're going to be suffering some major consequences if we don't get the wisdom of God. And so I want to encourage you, that's what you want to do, is we're going through the moments of wisdom, and you're reading the corresponding chapter to the corresponding day of the month, or listening to it, that you're actually gathering something that's more precious than gold, more precious than silver, and it's more precious than rubies. And with that, you can make it through any economy, because God will give you wisdom, you know, and just embrace it. With that comes peace. With that comes a clear path. Love comes, and God actually sustains us in a time such as that. And so I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you with a word of wisdom today, the moment of wisdom, that we want to seek wisdom like gold. Search for it like a hidden treasure. Keep it close to us every single day. Let it walk. No matter what you're doing in your Bible studies, no matter what you're doing in your abiding time, I encourage you to add to your abiding time one more word, and you can find out what that means at iabide.org. You know, add the word wisdom, and whatever jumps off that particular day for wisdom, just write it down so you can remember what that is, and just soak in the wisdom, because without wisdom, you may know how to do it, but you may know that it needs to be done, but you won't actually know how to do it. There's actually nothing more frustrating than knowing what you need to do but not knowing actually how to get there. And so I want to encourage you today to seek wisdom.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.